Blog Talk Radio.
Today we're talking about politics today. He speaks on air. And the discussion today is, what do you think of President Biden's job? Is he doing a good job? they don't really think people need to be done, or how is he faring out there today, you know? Like, well, he's been in office for, what, a little over 4 months here. And I think that what he's done is really, really good. I mean, he's considering all of the things that was lined up against him when he got started. They wouldn't give him the briefings. They wouldn't confirm his people so he can have his crew in there so he can work, you know. And when evil comes together to prevent things, good things from happening to the people, you know, they can make it pretty, pretty rough, you know. And so he had to overcome all that. And like Obama, when he came in, he inherited the government when the government's not doing too good in the middle of a pandemic, you know. And based on what was going on and how the last president was handling things, it was like really, really terrible. You know, 500,000 people dead. That's a lot of bodies, you know. When I think a lot of it could have been prevented if the last president had just stepped up, took responsibility like he was supposed to, you know. He fired a lot of people that he had working for him that were supposed to be on top of this thing. And it just, actually got out of hand, you know. They keep where my weird virus started. Well, the problem is how are we handling the virus here now, you know, because that coronavirus is something, you know. One of my little ones caught it, you know, and it was touch and go for a minute, but they came through it okay. And that was rough, scary. Scared the hell out of me, I'm telling you, you know. Now he's doing his little presidency thing. He's traveling over the country. I'm in Kamala Harris. He's doing what he's trying to do. And the Republicans are just obstructionists. They don't want the people, you know, the actual people to be in control of the government. They're trying to keep it as much as the white nationalist thing as possible, but that's not how this thing was set up, you know. This thing was set up so that it could benefit all the people if they just let it do that, you know. But these Southerners from 100 years ago, you know, and the way they've trained their children, they train their children to be racist and obstructionist just like they are. And that's not good. In the Tyrannical Scriptures yesterday, we were reading about what is Satan, you know? And, you know, Satan is gods who make laws without consideration of the universal law, read what you saw. And when they do that, that creates a problem because, you know, they're not mindful that the things they do come back on, you know. Well, they're mindful of it, but they don't care. They feel that they got the military and they protect it. So they can do what they want, hurt who they feel like it, and it won't fall back on them. But the universe has a way of doing things that through action and reaction, which is the universal culture, which is science. That's how things are set up. Things have a way of coming back at you, you know. I don't care how secure you are, how secure you think you are, things have a way of coming at you. When you think about the Second World War and Hitler, when he first started taking people's stuff, the Germans were living good. Chicken in every pot, they had roast chicken, and they were doing good. It was champagne, they were stealing everybody's stuff. They was taking stuff from anywhere they could, treating people like crap. And it came back on, you know. Same thing here, you know. They were doing good for a minute, and then because of their inability to actually run things where it's supposed to be run, to making it good for all the people, oppressing people and stuff like that, there, slavery run rapping and all that, you know what I mean, Jim Crow laws and all that. When the stock market crashed and hit that big slump, you know, I mean, they were most Americans are out there without a job, trying to figure out how to eat and all that kind of stuff, you know. Things have a way of coming back on there, you know, and that's what they have to realize, you know. Now, the G7 meeting that Biden went to, I'm not sure. I'm a little apprehensive about some of this stuff, you know. Some of this stuff's kind of suspect. But, you know, we're in five tribes, and it's our thought process that all the five tribes have to work together. And if one tribe gets themselves in a position where they can bully the other tribes will begin to set up stuff to protect themselves. And when you're dealing, well, the Bible said we all God. And you can't treat God bad for so long without it coming back on, because God will set up and do what God has to do. And people are going to lose their lives. But, you know, it's a little tricky out here, you know. So we have to be mindful of what's going on. Now, let's talk about a couple of things, you know. From an Elohim 5 tribe perspective. This is what basically I'm going to be talking about the five tribes, you know. Well, the main topic today is we're dealing with Biden. We're critiquing Biden. And the difference between Trump and Biden is astronomical. You got somebody in there that know what they're doing, you know. Somebody in there that's trying to make it right for all the people, which is good, you know. Now, the white tribe know that they are a minority. They're not a majority. Okay? Each tribe consists of one-fifth of the world's population. We're not thinking like that. So no tribe is a majority, you know. Now, if one tribe starts to bully the other tribes like the white tribe has been doing, then the other four tribes will come together. Now, if the other four tribes come together going against the white tribe would have a problem. Because that makes them a minority. And minority rule, it works for a minute, but it don't last for so long, because the minority can't rule but for so long, you know? Because the majority of the people step up, and once they unite, they'll have more power than the majority. And that leaves us going in one direction, war, you know? And war is not really good for nobody. I mean, we lost Second World War. 60 million people lost their lives in the Second World War. And this was out. And this was when the nuclear power, okay, atomic power, was just coming into existence. And they used it. They used it on a black country. They didn't drop it on a white country. They used it on a black country. Like I'm saying, a lot of things are going on. I'm suspect of some things, you know, because we are dealing with civilized people. We're talking about civil liars. And these people are liars. They've been changing history, doing a lot of things that they actually shouldn't be doing. But power, once you start getting power, and once you come to power, you kind of really want to keep it. It's hard to let go of that power. That power. Power corrupts. Power brings about corruption, you know. So we have decided to activate a system that maybe can offset some of that stuff, some of the things that they were talking about, you know. And I was watching, now we deal with the teachings of Jesus in our society. Yahshua ben Pandera, that's his name, you know. And his teachings are pretty profound, but we don't deal with him as a spiritual entity, as a one God. That's not how we deal with the teachings of Jesus in our society, you know. We deal with him as a God, just like we are, you know. We're all gods, and we're on an equal footing. Now, they can prop somebody up and make them into whatever they want to create a culture, to create a cult. And that's what they like to do around the teachings of Jesus. They want to create a cult. You can create a cult around anybody. You know, they create a cult around Buddha, around anybody. John Africa, you know. I mean, you can create a cult around anybody, you know. they were trying to create a cult around Abraham Lincoln, but that didn't pan out. Because Abraham Lincoln was for everybody. He was trying to make sure everybody got a fair share and a fair deal, you know? I know at one time, most of the black community, they were Republican because of the way the Republican Party was doing. But now, the Republican Party has been switched. One time, the Democrats was the evil crew, you know? The Dixiecrat called themselves. The ones that started the Democratic Party were, boy, talking about some evil people, you know? But now everything that's flipped the script since Roosevelt to now, the Democratic Party has become the party of the people. You know, and the Republican Party used to be the party of the people, but it ain't the party of the people no more. They're turning into the party of white people. And that's not going to work in a democracy. In a democracy, if you want democracy to survive, you have to begin looking out for all five tribes. That's just how it works. That's what President Hanson and them had on their mind, although it's hard to get information about the Continental Congress. They don't want us to know. And, you know, they don't want us to know a lot about the Continental Congress. So you have to Google and try to find out what's going on with them so that you can get a better understanding of what's happening now. If you understand how the Continental Congress was set up, everything was set up so that the people would have a voice, the people would have a say in everything, you know? And if you're going to run a democracy, now the way Biden is running a democracy right now, I think he's done a pretty good job, you know? And so that's what's on the board now. It's open for discussion. Those that are on the line, right, you can just hit one on your phone if you have a question or comment, or if you want to say something politically, this political day, and you'll be able to, and we'll open up your mic and you'll be able to say anything. Now, we don't mention your name. We're just missing the last four of your phone number, and that will let you know that your mic is open, and we won't mention your name unless that's something that you want, you know, unless you want us to mention your name, or if you want to advertise your business or something like that there, right? So there's a few questions. it's all suspect. But so far, I think, my opinion, you know, I think Biden is doing a pretty good job. He hit the ground. It was hard for him to hit the ground running because of what they did to him, trying to block. And they're blocking everything now. Anybody so far, politically, over the last 90 years, that has stood up for all of the people, period, they've been vilified or murdered. You know, right down to John F. Kennedy and, you know, actually the Kennedy brothers. They play rough out there, you know. Somebody step up for the people. If I'm saying, you can't be no, you can't have no weak heart to do that. You know, you have to have a lot of courage to step up, and you have to have the will to fight those who are going to bring things against you to keep. To keep that slavery mindset going, you know, and this is what they're trying to do right now. They want to keep, they've lost power. I think the little Dixiecrats and the Klan members and all that, they have lost power. And they actually lost the power during the Clinton administration. That's when they finally lost the power. And they've been fighting, trying to get the power back ever since, you know. You see what they did when Obama came in. I mean, they just said, hey, we're not going to do nothing. We're going to block everything you know. They didn't want to work with him, no kind of way. And Obama did everything he could to try to work with these guys. Now, here you got Biden in here, you know. He's trying to do everything he can to work with these people. But evil, I mean, when evil takes a hold, evil is hard to work with because they got one thing on their mind. Evil. And evil likes control. And when evil takes control, bad things happen to good people. That's what's been going on. And people that really want to help people do things, people that want to help people get ahead and bring some kind of justice and reciprocity to the land, they're against that. They're against anything like that. They want, they're like children. They want everything, you know. They don't want nobody to have nothing but them. And that's not how this system was designed. That's not how democracy is designed. Democracy is designed so that people can benefit, so that, you know, there's enough wealth in this country so that not one person, period, should be sleeping on the street. Not one. You know, nobody should be hungry. You know, out of doors. You got people that are starving to death here in this country. Now, Biden is working on that. He's trying to eliminate the poverty and hunger for children. You got children that are going hungry because their parents are not getting a fair shake. You see what I'm saying? Now, the people that are in control, if they give you access, everything's open up to you. But if they block your access, you can't get nothing. Because they are in the black community, they block access to the banks so we can get loans and buy the houses and things like that. We needed to set up our businesses. They were blocking everything. So things are beginning to shake loose. Things are beginning to open up. But it's they're still making it rough because they're worried. Now, I don't know if a lot of you don't know, there's blacks ruled, okay? Well, not just blacks, but the four tribes. The black, brown, red, yellow ruled the planet for thousands of years. Okay, now they just come into rule close to about 1,000 years ago when they actually broke loose and began to come into power. It's they're just getting here, you know, and they're just getting accustomed to the power. They're trying to globalize this thing like it was before they came to power. Because blacks had a global empire, you know. I mean, you can do the research yourself. The Egyptians or the Kemetics, you know, they came, they traveled the world, and they built all these pyramids and stuff all over the planet. The Egyptians built these pyramids all over the planet, you know what I'm saying? And they're trying to break that up into two different groups, the Egyptian group and the people from Kemet. Because, you know, Rome did, was it Rome or Greeks? Rome came in there and took control over Kemet and named it Egypt. And so now you have white rule in Egypt for a while. You follow what I'm saying? So now they're separating Egypt from Kemet. When a white ruler was called Egypt and the blacks was called Kemet. But during the time when Kemet's rule, that's when blacks went all over the world, around the world, building these pyramids. Now, they're just not figuring out how they did it. These guys, Egyptians, just know, they knew how to make cement, and they had this heat circle. They call it a sun circle, you know, that would heat the cement and dry it and all that when they put it in the forms and stuff. You know, pretty technology. They were able to deal with all the math, trigonometry, algebra, calculus, all that stuff. They dealt with all of the math. The Fibonacci sequence, that's what they're calling it. I don't know what we call it, but they deal with that too. Everything. This is before the white tribe got a foothold. They had all this stuff going on now, you know? So, so this is what's going on now. So this is a continuation of the battle between the tribes. To be truthful, that's what's going on right now. And now I'm going to drop some information that you might know, you might not know. But the five tribes used to live on Mars. And the five tribes, one tribe will bully the other tribes. They got the power. And the tribes began to protect themselves against the other tribes. And their weaponry became so powerful that they finally did go to war. And when they went to war, they devastated the surface of the planet. Now, we're coming into that kind of power now. This neutron stuff is that's enough power that's giving them the kind of power that they can devastate the surface of the planet. They can't blow the planet up, but they can devastate the side of the big holes and put the bombs in the middle of the planet. No, only an idiot would do that. Nobody's that stupid or that evil. Not yet, anyway. But they do have the technology now that once all the tribes start coming together and start protecting themselves against each other, and if a war break out, they could devastate the surface of the planet. They could wipe this planet out. This is why we came here from Mars, because of what we did. We came here, we get a chance, look at the Lemurians, and you'll see that they came here. The white tribe thought it was a myth at first, until I think it was 2013, when they're able to find the continent that the Lemurians came here and settled on. They were able to find a continent. Now they're saying it's not a myth, it's real. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that they don't know that they're going to come into as they dig into our history. The more the white tribe dig into our history, the more they're going to find. This hunter-gatherer thing, that's, the Darwin theory, it's a theory. A theory is the idea that hasn't been proven. I'm not saying it can't be proven, but it hasn't been proven. That's why they call it a theory. I mean, people look at me and tell me, well, you down on Darwin. Hey, they call it a theory, not me. They call it the theory of Darwin's theory of evolution. It's a theory, and it hasn't been proven yet. You know, you got people arguing Darwinism as if it's a fact, but it's not. It's a theory. You know what I mean? And when they're able to prove it, then they'll say the facts of Darwinism, the Darwin's facts of evolution. Right now, evolution is not a fact. It's a theory, something that they made up, you know? Let's get into a couple of things. Let's go back into the political arena here, you know? Now, they're talking about this making a Juneteenth national holiday, you know? I don't know what your thoughts is on that, but if you have any thoughts on anything, comments, anything you want to discuss about that, just hit one on your mic, and one on your phone, and I'll open up your mic, and we can talk. Until then, I'll just keep I'll just keep going. I do have a few things to discuss, but, like I'm saying, it's an interactive show, so you can jump in at any time. I'll just hit one on the phone. They're talking about, they said they just passed the legislation on the House. They passed the House to make Juneteenth a national holiday, you know. That's fine. I don't know how that's going to help us. I guess it would give us some type of recognition that we're not supposed to be slaves anymore. But they've turned us into economic slaves. That's what a slave is at right now, economics. Talking about raising the job thing to $15 an hour. I mean, if you go back and really deal with it, when they raise your wages, excuse me for a minute. Oh, when they raise your wages, right, you're not really getting the break, because what they do, they raise the commodities and the service. If they raise the commodity, it was the food prices and stuff. If they raise the food prices and stuff, raise the service prices, the raise is gone. They have to keep asking for raises. Before you know it, a pack of cigarettes, instead of being $10, it'll be $20, $25, because the more they have to pay the workers, you know, the more they're going to charge for your goods and services. It's just that simple. If the workers are getting $7 an hour, and all of a sudden they got to give the workers $15 an hour, so if you're going to a restaurant to get something to eat, the price of the food is going to go up, because they have to make up that difference, because they have to make a certain amount of money. Well, they don't have to, but they're going to make a certain amount of money. And the object, the business model is 100% profit, 100% markup. So if you have a business, you should have 100% markup on your product. You follow what I'm saying? And they're going to keep that quota. And so naturally, the more they pay for it, the more they're going to charge for it. And that's what's going on. So the raise is not really, it's not really doing you that much good. Now, if you opt into the middle class, okay, that means you have to go to college. You go to college, opt into the middle class, or you do what you were born to do, design something that you can sell. Okay, because we're all designers, design something that you can sell that will put you in a different economic bracket. Whereas you want to go, you won't have to go through what you're going through right now, you know, in reference to, because, I mean, apartments. You know, they're charging $1,200 for apartments out here. You know, that's a nice little piece of change. You know, especially if you're only making $15 an hour. That gets a little rough, you know, and both people will have to work to pay for the apartment. Tomorrow's Thursday, so Thursday will be economics, okay? So we'll be talking about how to get around some of that economically, you know, where you have spent so much money on these doggone apartments and stuff, you know. Let me give you a brief rundown of what the schedule is going to be like for the week, okay? Now, I've been hitting and missing because it's been pretty difficult for me. I have a little health problem, which is weird for me because of the way I eat. You know, I eat good. They found some blood clots. So I had to slow down for a minute. They put me on some blood thinner. So, you know, I take the blood thinner. You know, I don't really take their drugs, but they convinced me to take the blood thinner. So I'm taking the blood thinner. And basically, I just wasn't drinking enough water. Strange, I don't like water, but I wasn't drinking enough water, so I'm drinking more water now. I'm supposed to be locking around a gallon of water a day. That's a lot of water for me, man. Yeah, a gallon of water, holy crap. But I'm getting pretty close to it, you know. I'm drinking about a gallon of water a day, you know. And it help clean my system out, my urine light and stuff, but we're not gonna get into that today. That's Friday. Friday we're gonna talk about how what you should be eating, because the diet that I'm on is the age reduction diet. I wanna be here for a long time. It's 200 years. It's not really a long time. According to the Bible, we're supposed to be living for 900 years, but 200 years is like forever in this society. Especially if you eat 3 meals a day, you know. Let me give you a brief rundown. Sunday, it's about the Bible, okay? Bible 2.0, we want to show them how to read the Bible and why they're not maintaining power. You understand? The Bible is a code book. That information was given to you so that you would never become a slave. Nobody would have their foot on your neck again. You haven't been taught to read it, and the ones that do know how to read it, at one time it was against the law by penalty of death to teach black people how to read the Bible, because they know what power is in that book and what that book can do, you know. So that's what we do. We break that book down so you can see it for yourself, where the power is at, you know. And that will be on Sunday. And Monday is the Society News. Now, we have Society, I don't know, Trials, Society of Love is what we call it. Well, Society of Elohim Prophets, Society of the Consolation, Elohim, the Consolation, they changed it to Elohim. They changed it from Osiris to Orion, and we changed it to Elohim. So that's the Consolation by the Milky Way, which is where we come into the dimension, see the black hole up there. That's a whole other discussion. We talk about that on Sunday as well, but on Monday, we deal with Society News because we're starting a society. We started this year. So we started a society based on reciprocity, equality. It's a non-leadership based society. And we give you news and information about that on Monday. Okay. So if you want to know more about the society, tune in on Monday. And Tuesday is a tyrannical script of the secret doctrine. Now, we went through that yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about faith. Who, what is Satan? You know, now we know, I'm laughing about this, because we know there's no guy sitting in the middle of earth on a hot rock drinking tea, waiting for you to screw up so he can torture you for the rest of your unnatural life or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, those are children's stories, man, you know, but when you're in a cult, you feed into this kind of stuff because you don't really know anybody, you know? But we're letting you know what's going on. What a cult is, how you can tell what a cult is. You know, we talk about all that as well, okay? That's a two-hour scripture, the secret doctrine we read from that particular book, all right? Everybody in the society has a copy of the book. You only can get the book if you join the society, because each book is handmade for the individual. that opts to join a society. So it's not like we print a whole bunch of books and you can just go start and get them. Not like that. It ain't like that. Each book is handcrafted, and you get about four or five different books when you join a society because it's all about knowledge. It's all about your study. And the first year in is mostly to study. It's not a lot to do. Mostly you got to study and prove yourself and become what the Bible says that God is supposed to be, okay? Now, Wednesday, which is the day, we're talking about politics. We're talking about politics now. We're talking about Biden. And the last couple of things we're talking about Biden, how he's doing, what he's doing, and what they're doing to him. That's what we're talking about today. Thursday, we're talking about economics. Now, we're talking about that money. why you don't have money, how to get that money. How to, you know, we talk about how to get paid out. We mostly deal with residual income. Now, we talk about it from a poor person perspective, okay? Like when a child, when your children come out of high school and they don't have money to buy property and stuff, so where can they get the money to buy the property in a short period of time, you know? So in 2 to 5 years, all right, your child should be on his way to making the type of money that they need to afford the stuff that we were talking about earlier today, you know. They need that type of residual income, and we talk about, we show them how to get that. I'm showing them how to get money to pay for college so they won't be in debt a couple hundred thousand dollars by the time they graduate college to get those degrees, you know. That's on Thursday, economics. Now, Friday, we talk about health. The diet that I'm on is an age reduction diet, okay? I want to slow the aging process down so I can be here for 200 years. That's what I want to do, and that's what I'm doing. So I developed a diet that can do that. And we'll talk about that diet, and we'll talk about the nutrient and how to set up a nutrient chart. So you can know what you're eating and what you're getting, you know. A lot of people are taking vitamin supplements, but they don't even know how many vitamins they're supposed to have, how much vitamin A, vitamin B, riboflavin, and all that stuff, how much they're supposed to have in their system per day, you know. And since they don't know, they're overindulgent in the vitamins and minerals and stuff, and that causes the system not to work good as well, okay. That's on Friday. Now, Saturday, we're honoring Legacy of the Nation, okay? So we're talking about Black history on Saturday from 8 to 9. Our Legacy of the Nation show was hosted by Brother Mac, and he's a little under the weather, so he's not doing a show right now. And, well, you know, he's in his 80s, you know, and I think he's doing pretty good for his age, you know, but he can do better. He's working on his diet as well. So we're honoring Legacy of the Nation him on Saturday. And so we mostly talk about Black history. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, Black history is the missing pages of world history in reality, you know. So that's the rundown for the week. And that's what we're doing all week long. Excuse me for a minute. My throat gets a little dry for some reason. I had to go off the air for almost a week because my throat was screwed up. Because I'm working on an album. I do have one album on the market now. It's a gospel album called 911 Jesus Emergency. And it'll hang 10 tracks. you can get it on Amazon. Walmart, you can get it from Walmart, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it on, it's on YouTube, Spotify, it's everywhere out there, you know. Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, you know, 911 Jesus Emergency, and you can get the album. But you can go on YouTube and just listen to it and hear what it sounds like, you know, just how we make a change to keep things going, keep the radio show and stuff going, you know. And that's why we don't charge people to advertise on the show, okay? Basically that's what's going on. Okay, now, back to the topic for today. Now, this is an interactive show. You can chime in whenever you want. You know, you have a question or a comment, all you have to do is hit one on your phone, and that will let me know that you have something to say. Now, those that are on the line, chiming in. We really appreciate you. I see the numbers pop up. And when I see the numbers come on, at least I know that you're here, and I know that you support me at least 1 hour to spend some time with me listening and see what's going on. Give me a chance to talk to you about what I think and what's happening, you know. And I appreciate it. So thanks for showing the love, okay? Well, nobody's made a comment on the Juneteenth thing. We have somebody, we have a hand up. Let's see what's going on here now. 7560, you're on the air. You have a comment on stating on, right? Did I get the number right?
7566.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, peace, Brother Elohim. How are you?
Yes.
How you doing?
Doing?
How you feeling?
Now to hear your smiling voice, I feel great.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy. I want you to stay strong and healthy. I've been listening in, and I know you've been under the weather a little bit, so I pray that you get well and, you know, get better. I also wanted to make a comment on the when you mentioned about the taking of, you know, taking vitamins and how sometimes we don't know exactly what we need. And I was, you know, that kind of happened to me exactly what the way you said it. You know, I probably was overdoing it with like vitamin A or vitamin C. I was just taking a multivitamin and I kind of put myself on it. You know, I asked my doctor just, you know, maybe some years ago, just staying healthy, wanting to stay healthy. And I figured, oh, it wouldn't hurt. You know, a multivitamin wouldn't hurt, you know. And it turned out I was getting too much of, I forget which vitamin. I think it was A. Could have been vitamin A. And so it is important to be checked out first to see what's a good multivitamin for you to, if you're going to start, you know, if you're looking at taking a multivitamin to stay healthy. Also, as you know, natural herbs and natural, you know, foods, that also contributes to good health as well. So that's what I've been more so leaning toward. But I was doing a GNC. I had was just taking a multivitamin from GNC that I picked up out of a store, and made me feel good. You know, I was energized. It gave me some energy throughout the day. But again, it was only like a sample pack. And I said, well, before I buy any more, I need to check with the doctor first. But there's nothing wrong with doing that. At the same time, natural herbs and different, you know, drinks and, of course, water and your ginger, your lemon, you know, your teas. So I appreciate you bringing that up, though, Brother Elohim. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in. I think that we should make up a nutrient chart so we know what's in the food that we're eating and how much of the food that we should eat will give us the vitamins and minerals that we need. Now, the government puts a chart out that tells you exactly how much each vitamin that the body needs per day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Each vitamin, each mineral. And from that, it also gives you a chart. The government has a chart that will tell you what's in each vegetable and how much of the different vitamins and minerals are in each vegetable. You can make that chart up. That way, when you make up your meal for the day, you know exactly what you're getting. You know? And we'll be talking about that on Friday. And we'll go through the whole thing about the Friday and the nutrient chart. Thank you so much. I appreciate your comments. You know, I'm going to leave your mic open. So if you want to jump in on anything else, you can just jump right in, okay?
Okay, Brother Elohim. Thank you.
Now, thank you very much, sister. Now, the topic for today is, do you think Biden is doing a very good job? What kind of job do you think Biden is doing? And my opinion so far is that I think he's doing a pretty good job. The difference between him and Trump is astronomical. It's like night and day. You got somebody that knows what they're doing, you know? And they're blocking this guy every chance that they get. Anything they did with Obama, anybody that trying to do something for the people. The racist and the Klans people, what we call them, evil Satanists, basically based on what the tyrannical scripture definition of Satan is. Okay, we talked about that yesterday. We read some directly from the book, page 129. It says that Satan is anybody that makes God that makes the rules without the consideration of the universal law of read what you sow. You know, that's evil. And that's what they're doing right now. They're trying to establish rules to stop certain people from voting and make it difficult to vote. And voting is your right according to the Constitution, that you have a right to vote if you're born in this country. Okay. Now, the Constitution is an indenture agreement. Those of you who haven't been studying trust, you need to get more into trust and trust law. You know, and the big boys, they know about trust. In fact, they named one of the trusts after the Kennedys. They the first one started doing this trust thing. Well, as far as my knowledge is concerned, you know, they always want to put themselves first, but we don't really know who was actually first when they're doing this thing unless we research it. But the Constitution is a trust agreement, and we're trustees. If you're born in the United States, you're a trustee automatically. You know, well, you're a beneficiary until you turn 18. Then you become a trustee. If I understand, and the governors, mayors, all the people that we vote for, they're what we call trust managers, and they're supposed to be managing the government for you based on the Constitution. So they have to take an oath, okay, because the indenture agreement is the Constitution. So they have to take an oath to follow the Constitution once they become a politician, and they take the oath on the Bible. It's the reason why they use that book. We were talking about that a little earlier, but that book is so powerful if you know how to read it. In fact, if you saw the book that Biden swore in on, I would love to get my hands on that book, boy. I mean, I bet you that book has some powerful stuff in it. It was a Bible, but it's one of the really, really old, big Bibles that he swore stuff in on. You know, it lets you know that these guys know this book. You know what I'm saying? And they know how powerful this book is. And politically, I think that we need to know more about the book, because they didn't come into power. We're talking about politics. Constantine, he went out to fight or destroy the followers of Yahshua ben Bedeo, or whom you call Jesus. And he had a black general by the name of Maurice. And this general was very powerful, very popular among the men. And when he went out to fight the followers of Yahshua, he found out that they were his people. He took his uniform off and joined the Gnostics. That were the followers of Jesus. They weren't called Christians. They were called Gnostics. Know it's the truth. And he went and followed them. And the army went with him rather than Constantine. And so what Constantine had to do, he had to join their group in order to get the army back, because Constantine's wife's brother had took over control of Rome while they were out campaigning, you know. And what Maurice did was taught Constantine how to read the book, because the white tribe did not conquer the planet until they got their hand, until they really learned how to read the book. That's when they start, that's when they really start conquering, when they got to read the power in that book. And because they were so grateful to Maurice, they made him a saint. He's called Saint Maurice right now. He's one of the few black saints that they have up there. So I'm just saying that to let you know how powerful the book is. And we don't know how powerful it is because they haven't been teaching us how to read it. They haven't been allowing us to read it. And at one time, like I said, it was about penalty of death to teach slaves how to read this book. We thought it would teach them how to read, period, but to teach them how to read that Bible, because they knew once they got their hands on that Bible, they would become powerful like they were, you know? And so it's an amazing story, but you can tell, you can Google St. Maurice, and you can check his history out and what he did and who he was. He's a very powerful general, you know. In fact, all of the so-called great white leaders had powerful black generals. I mean, because even if you go through our history now, coming through this, our sojourn here with the United States, we have some very, very powerful black generals who got a lot of medals for the campaigns and stuff that they won and what they did. They're just not teaching it in school. But blacks in the military, very prominent, very powerful, and even our Colin Powell. Now, just a minute, because I know most of me were Colin Powell. Colin Powell was a military genius. And he was smart all the way through. From a young kid, he was smart, you know, all the way through. And once you get into history and stuff, you know. But I'm just saying that, say that who we are and what we, contributions that we have done on a political scene, you know, making governments work. We're behind the scenes making government work. We've been actually running this government from behind the scenes ever since we've been here. You know what I mean? If you check out the Continental Congress, now George Washington and the boys, they didn't bring this system into existence. President Hanson and Hanson did. And they called it the Continental Congress. Now you can, well, it's hard to get information because they're beginning to shut the internet down where you can't get all this information. But George Washington, they didn't write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Now, like I said, this is an interactive show. Anybody have any comments or anything about that, or if you know something about that, just press 1 on your dial, and I'll open up your mic, and you can dialogue about it. And right now, those are on the line. Like I said, I want to thank you so much for calling in, because it makes a difference when I see the numbers pop up. I know that. That you're listening, that you decide to spend this hour with me, and that makes a difference. It gives me a Kool-Aid smile, you know, and it energizes me and it keeps me going. I've been hitting and missing, so I've designed a system that hopefully will keep me on the air every day. So that's what I'm doing now. Okay, now this broadcast is in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different countries. So this broadcast is global. You know, when I check in on Blog Talk, it lets me know which countries I'm in and who's listed in the different countries and stuff like that there. So whenever you make your comment, this is a global show. So this is going on out in the air globally, okay? Now, politically, like I said, I think Biden is doing a pretty good job, you know, and it's night and day between him and a little orange guy that was in there. He's talking about Trump. Now, I'm not mad at Trump. This guy conned his way all the way to the White House. You can't be mad at him, you know? I mean, he's still out there getting paid and convinced people that he's going to be back as president in August, I think. August or something. He said that he's going to be back. He's going to be president in August. And he got people sending him campaign money and everything else. And they checked in. And most of the campaign money is not going towards no campaign. It's going in his pocket. This guy's really something special, man, this guy. And you can't be mad at him. I mean, how gullible, you know, it just lets you know how gullible a lot of people are, you know. And once the occult-type mindset sets in, you know, you just follow the leader. You don't even be thinking. You just follow, you know, and you don't want to get out of sorts because you want to be a part of the group and what's going on, so... This is what be happening, you know. On Sunday, we went through the things that you can tell that you're in a cult. Now, I'm not saying it is bad to be in a cult, but when a cult group is pushing hate and evil, you need to stay away from that type of cult, you know. Now, most of the groups that we have in the country right now, they're cults. You know what I mean? look up the meaning of the word cult. You know, and you'll see that I'm right on point here, you know. but I didn't want to get off subject here. We're still talking about politics today. I'm trying to stay on in the political scene here. We're still talking about Biden and what he did, how he's doing what he's doing. And him and Kamala Harris, I think they're doing good, you know. The lady that's their spokesperson, she, when they asked her a question, she told them, we're not interested in the former president's opinion, okay? And they were talking about her, Kamala Harris going down to the border, they're trying to make that an issue. Now that they have cleaned up the border, you know, got all those children out of the cages, and they're starting to put the families back together and all that, they're not talking about that. They're trying to make an issue the fact she hadn't been to the border, but she's the head of, she's the vice president. She got people that go to the border and report to her. She don't have to go down to the border. They just making issues out of anything that they can, you know. But the information I dropped earlier about the Continental Congress, try to find whatever you can about the Continental Congress. Google whatever you can. Say that again. Try to find out what any information that you can about the Continental Congress. And you'll see that George Washington did not write the Constitution. He didn't write the Bill of Rights. They just stole it like they were doing everything else. You know what I mean? They're stealing our history. They're stealing every darn thing out there, you know. So be mindful of what's going on. Somebody asked me, what's the oldest civilization that I know of? I told them the oldest civilization that I know of is the Roman and the Greek civilization. I said, wait a minute. We got a civilization way older than that. I said, no. They're civil liars. Their culture is based on lies. We never had a culture based on lies until the Romans and the Greeks came. And they're civilized. We're not. We have strong culture, strong reciprocity. This is what we have. We were culturalized. You know what I'm saying? We were a very cultural people. And we come from a strong scientific background, which is really what you saw. That's fine. They just changed the name so that you don't get, so that the credit don't go back to where it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? So we've never had civilization. There's no word in our language prior to the Romans coming in, civilization, because we're not liars. And if you check their history and what they're giving you is all a bunch of lies. So they're civilized. So that's what I'm saying. When I was talking earlier about some of the things that even Biden's doing out there, I'm suspect of it. You know what I mean? Because they've been under black rule for a long time, and they don't want to go back under black rule again. And not like we're trying to rule them, but we're almost out of time. So once again, I want to thank everybody that's on the line, and I really appreciate you calling in. Okay, now we'll be on the line again tomorrow. I'll be here every day. I'll come up with a system that will keep me here. And so tomorrow, 8 to 9, we'll be here again. And like I said, I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of read what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose. What I have sown this day, all that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Our slogan, our motto is love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you're in a relationship or you're in a group, your every action should be towards making the other person feel good. And their every action should be making towards you feel good. That way you'll be in a feel good, you'll be in a feel good relationship. And that's how relationships should be. Each person working for the upliftment and the betterment of the person that they're with, you know? And if you do that, you'll stay together for a long time. Okay, and with that, we're out of time now. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the line, and hopefully you have time to tune in and spend an hour with me tomorrow, okay? Much love, and we will chit-chat some more tomorrow.